September is moose hunting season along the Kuskokwim River. When the season arrived, so did a storm, with driving rain and high winds. In these conditions, Jason Jarrett, his friend, and his teenage son set out from Bethel with their rifles and camping gear in an 18-foot Lund.
We left out to go down to the Johnson, and by the time we got to Napakiak, the weather wasn't getting any better.
As they neared the slough near Napakiak, the water grew choppier.
So we made a decision to turn around because we didn't want to be coming back at dark time through all this.
Boating against the current, about a mile outside Bethel, the waves turned to 6-foot swells.
Our boat just was on a wave just perfect. The motor came out of the water. We lost a little bit of momentum. The nose went down just a little bit enough for it to bring it in. That put enough weight in the boat, and it just kept coming.
Water flooded the boat, capsizing it. All three of the hunters were wearing life jackets. Floating about 50 yards from the bank, they climbed on top of the upside-down Lund.
We were on top of it for about 5 to 10 minutes, actually. I was getting ready to take my waders off and swim to shore.
When suddenly a boat appeared in the distance, driven by two elders. The couple stopped, and the hunters climbed into the boat. The elders carried the hunters to Bethel, dropping them off at Brown Slough. Then they left.
I didn't get no names, no nothing. We were just so shooken up when we got back. We just kept shaking their hands and just telling them thank you and giving them praise for saving us on that day.
Now, calmed down, Jarrett is trying to find the elders, who he calls, quote, a blessing come true.
I just really want to talk to them again and tell them thank you again. If there's anything I can do to ever repay this, I gladly will.
Jarrett has posted his phone number on Facebook, hoping the couple will reach out to him. In Bethel, I'm Anna Rose MacArthur.